W. Smith Show at 6. The pre-W. Smith Show now. 760 WJR. Here is Jeff Sloan.
All right, good morning. Hopefully you're getting up and getting this day rolling with us here on the Pre-W. Smith Show. Of course, we have Paul W. coming up in the 6 a.m. hour. We've got the Pre-W. Smith Show right here, right now. And in the first segment of our show this morning, we had Michael Spath on. He posted on LinkedIn a few days ago. I picked up on it, got me thinking. What got him thinking was his six-year-old niece asking him recently on vacation the question, "Uncle Mike, why do you work?" And so he started to tee up Michael, that is, started to tee up the thinking around, the deeper thinking around. He did some introspective thinking, as hopefully we'll get you to do as a result of this piece. And I know I've done that as a result of seeing Michael's posting and listening to him in this interview. Really gets you thinking, what does get us up every morning and get us out there to work, to spend most of our lives, most of our waking hours working? Well, here is what Michael's personal answer is.
Well, I mean, honestly, it didn't take me very long because I've been fairly lucky in my career. I started off as a sports writer in Hillsdale, Michigan. I was there for about 6 months before an opportunity came around back in Ann Arbor, where I went to school, to be a sports writer for the Wolverine magazine. And then I was a staff writer, and then I became a managing editor for the Wolverine and for the Wolverine.com. And then I left that and I became a sports talk show host for 5 years. I've been a teacher at the University of Michigan. I now am a small business insurance expert for Capnic, and I have had a lot of different jobs. And at every single one of those jobs, Jeff, I'll tell you that I have been one of those people who at 8 a.m. or 7 a.m. when I woke up, I didn't think like, oh, the dredge of the day is coming, right? Like, I got to go to work. I thought, I can't wait to get started.
Yeah, yeah.
And the reason that I can't wait to get started is because I have been able to, and I know that in some ways this is a luxury, but I have been able to find jobs and careers that I have loved that fill me with a sense of fulfillment every single day.
And purpose.
And purpose. That, like, I mean, there's new challenges every single day. And if you've noticed, like, my career, like, I've been in some places, the longest I was in one place was 12 years, but in that 12 years, I had three different jobs, three different roles, three different, you know, titles, three different job descriptions, whatever you want to say it. And so I've always had new challenges that I'm confronting. And for me, like, heading first on with those challenges, coming up with solutions internally, asking colleagues for help externally, and then ultimately coming up with a solution to overcome that challenge creates an excitement in me every single day. And so I love working because I love the purpose of it. It gives me something that, again, I use the word fulfillment. Without that, I don't know that my life would have the same type of energy, excitement that it does right now. And I think you're the exact same way. I've known you for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I don't walk in here and get this, I'm exhausted. I don't want to do this. Oh, I can't wait to get home. You're always like, I want to do this next. I want to do this. You've always got this excitement and
that
energy.
That happens when you walk in, by the way.
Okay,
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But that's why I work. And I hope that's why a lot of other people work too.
A lot of us go to work and it's minutia. It's the grind, you know, and it wears on you, you know, and it's hard to keep that level of enthusiasm. It's hard to stay true to why we picked that job or profession, whatever it may be, in the very beginning. And it becomes more about the task-driven minutia as opposed to the joy and fulfillment we get from the work.
Yeah, I think the other part and kind of going, you know, side by side with that, Jeff, is the idea of a little bit of professional development, right? I mean, if you're in a business, is there an opportunity to grow within your business? If you work for a bigger company, maybe it's, hey, right now I'm doing this, but I know people who there's another opportunity, another job, another thing that I'd like to take on that challenge. I have someone at Capnic that I absolutely love, and she's been an account manager, and now she's moving into an account executive role. And what does that mean? I mean, I'd have to get technical with you, but she's taken on a new challenge, and she wanted that for herself, and she had been in one role for 4 years, and now she's ready to take on this new role. And there's another step for her after that if she wants it. And so I'm always looking at that, like, what are the next steps? And one other thing too, Jeff, and you mentioned how when I come in, I bring energy, I feed off of your energy.
Yeah.
I think this is the one thing. A lot of people are trying to figure out work from home, maybe permanently versus going to an office. Mm. I'm a people person.
Mm-hmm.
And so in every job I've ever had, I can say that I've never been surrounded by people that I was like, oh, God, I got to go see that person today, right? Or something like that. I've always been surrounded by great people. And when you have those interactions on a daily basis, and you can have those on a Teams call, you can have them on a Zoom call. For me, it's like I like to be in the presence of other people. And if you are in a great company or you find a way to bring other great people to that company, you know, again, I mean, you're going to enjoy yourself. I was at the office yesterday till 6:30 p.m. There were a couple other stragglers with me, and we were just talking and having a good time. We had to get other work done, but we were just enjoying each other's company. And to have that, I think that's another reason of work. It's a social community for me, not for everybody. I'm not saying everybody needs to fit in my box, but for me, it's a social community, and I thrive in a situation like that. You know, leaving sports talk radio behind, I miss talking a little bit, if you couldn't tell. But I just think it's important for what you just said too. I mean, for everybody to take a step back, for everybody, when you can look at the macro instead of the micro, right? I think econ, if you go to a lot of colleges, econ 101 is like micro, and econ 102 is like macro. And if you can take a step back and look at the big picture, ask yourself some questions. Like, you know, wherever those questions take you, that's okay. Like, they may take you to a vulnerable place. They might take you to a place of like frustration. They might take you to, but like, step back and say every little once in a while, and I try to do it on almost on a weekly basis, you know, what am I getting out of life? What do I want out of life? How do I go get it? And just kind of, what's my purpose? What's driving me every single day? And if it's just money, that's safe. That's fine. That's your prerogative. But I would bet you that very few people, when if their niece asked them why you work, their first thing that would come out of it is because I got to make money. Maybe it's the first thing that comes out, but I bet it's not the thing that actually drives them.
But if you ask some of the most successful people in the world, why do you do what you do? Why do you work? You don't necessarily hear to make money as the first. That's a byproduct of success. And success is defined by most successful people in much broader, more meaningful terms than simply making money. And I'm glad you pointed out, and you're right, nothing wrong with making money. It's a great goal, part of the American culture, capitalist society, you know, making money, it's part of what it's all about. But there's a lot more to life than that. And there's a lot more to why we work than that. Well, indeed, there is a whole lot more to life than just focusing on our work. But the reality is, again, guys, we spend the majority of our lives working. So it's really important to find that purpose, to find the greater meaning, to find joy in working. And if you do that, you'll never work a day in your life. That's the whole idea. Hope that was helpful. I found it incredibly interesting to pause for a moment and think through why we work. Thank you to Michael Spath. Headed to a quick break right now. We'll be back with more in a minute right here on the Pre-W. Smith Show.